Hello, we have two cards today for the 20th and the 21st of January 2024. The Star and the Devil. Two major arcana today, the big cards of the tarot, the first 22 of the deck being of the major arcana, the word arcana meaning mysteries or secrets. The remaining cards, the minor arcana, or small cards, are thought to deal more with day-to-day situations, business, relationships, etc. The majors are sometimes called life's turning points, and I could easily spend all day on this pair, but should the message of these two powerful cards be received and understood, it would be the best life lesson we could ever learn. We could spend all day on this ugly bearded devil, Capricorn, but for the sake of time and to boil it down into something edible and digestible, let's consider the meaning of the Hebrew word Satan. Basically, he or she is an adversary. Now let's consider the beautiful Star, number 17 of the major arcana, who falls to the left, that is, before the shaggy, stinky, horned one tried to fall over it on the right. The Star is an Aquarian, very appropriate for the time we are living in, that is, the Aquarian Age. The beautiful nude woman is out under a starry sky, bathing in a pool of calm blue water, using two pitchers to pour out the old and gather up the fresh, new, clean, healing water from the pond. Seven white stars shine brightly above her head in the night sky, lit to a beautiful blue from the stars. An eighth is an eight-pointed yellow star right above her head. This is a card of healing, inspiration, and hope. In a green tree on the grassy hill behind her is a small bird, messengers of the tarot. In this peaceful silence, she commemorates with the heavens and receives messages from the stars. It's a supernatural card. Inspiration is supernatural. Where does it come from? I've been clairaudient all my life, the word literally meaning clear hearing, that is, hearing music or voices from somewhere else. On the card, the bather, her hair the same yellow as the giant yellow star above her head, is quietly receiving messages, divine instruction and inspiration. My New Orleans mentor, in all things supernatural, emphasized the importance of listening. Who is your adversary? The devil is a master of disguises. Our devil Satan, the opposer, number 15 of the major arcana, is here to dim your shine, period. Hide your light or kill it altogether. We see a torch held in his left hand, held upside down, and two naked people chained by the necks to the podium on which he squats, gnarly claws clutching the edges. They themselves are turning into him and starting to sprout weird flaming tails and horns. What started out as fun and games isn't anymore. We are enslaved, voluntarily. The devil represents all kinds of earthly vices and temptations we succumb to, which in the end extinguishes our own divine light, like that torch he holds upside down. Think about all the supernaturally gifted people whose demons prove to be fatal. The silver-tongued devil doesn't play, and certainly doesn't play fair. I'm using the Rider-Waite-Smith deck today, and God, he's ugly, but bat-winged bastard. The devil to me is fear, fear of love, fear of success, fear to take risks, fear will be rejected, fear will be making a fool of ourselves. Face your fears, wrestle your demons to the ground. Listen for and to your own inner voice, above anyone else's. Don't numb it, don't doubt it, and definitely don't be afraid of it. The brighter you shine, the more he hates it, and you.